Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 5. I've read this just about every service, but I want you to get the point this week. I've been talking about being salt and light. Matthew 5:13, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And this is the point that I've been trying to make all this week, is that the Lord just wants us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We are that. It's just a matter of releasing it. And we've talked about a lot of different things. This morning, I know that there was many of you that weren't here this morning, but this morning I turned over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I'm going to be back in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tonight. But we started talking about, first of all, I used Philemon chapter 1 verse 6, where Paul prayed a prayer for Philemon, and he says, "I pray that the communication of your faith would become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you." And basically, that's what I've been talking about this week, is the effective communication of your faith, being salt and light in this world and reaching people. And he said that that becomes effective by acknowledging the good things that are in you. And then I took the approach that the reason many of us haven't been the salt and the light that God created us to be is because we don't know who we are in Christ. We don't have a revelation of what has happened. And all of this has to be by faith. So then I took 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we said a lot of things, but in verse 18 it says, "We are looking at things that are not seen." And I begin to describe that God created mankind originally to have six senses instead of just five senses. He created us to have this sixth sense of faith. And I believe that Adam and Eve were so dominated by faith, they were seeing with their heart instead of seeing with their eyes to such a degree that the Bible says that they didn't even realize they were naked. And we talked about that this morning. If you missed any of what I'm talking about, this may sound really strange to you, but the Bible says that when they ate of the fruit, their eyes were open and they realized they were naked. I don't believe that they really realized they were naked. They didn't ever really see themselves. They weren't dominated by these five senses until sin entered the world. And then their physical eyes became open and their spiritual eyes began to go blind. And we have de-evolved to a place to where today people walk by sight and not by faith. But then the Apostle Paul starts talking about some of his belief system here, about that if this physical body was destroyed, we have a glorified body waiting for us. And he says in 2 Corinthians 5:7 that we walk by faith and not by sight. Through Jesus, we have once again been quickened by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we can start walking by faith again instead of just walking by sight. And the Apostle Paul presents this not as a goal to be reached for, but rather just this is the way that it is. We walk by faith and not by sight. And yet most of us are more dominated by what we see, taste, hear, smell, and feel than we are by what the Word of God says. And so we're living way below our privileges. And if you ever want to really see what God has done on the inside of you, you're going to have to get to where you see with your heart. You can't just go look in a mirror and see that you're transformed, that you are the salt and the light of the earth. It's not going to show up in a mirror. You're going to have to look with your eyes of faith and see who you are. And once you see who you are in the Spirit, it changes the way you talk, the way you act. It changes everything. And I tell you, so many of us just do not really have the right identity. We are still seeing ourselves as an old person. But over here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." When we get in Christ, we are a new person. Yet this isn't talking about in the physical realm that you're new. You know, you've heard me say this probably a number of times, but if you're fat before you get saved, you're still going to be fat after you get saved. You don't instantly change in your physical body. And if you were stupid before you got saved, you're still going to be stupid after you get saved. You don't instantly change in your soulish realm. You can renew it. You can lose weight. You can renew your mind, and your intellect can improve when you are functioning under the power of the Holy Spirit. But your body and soul are not the part of you that gets saved. It's the spirit man that's saved. And in the spirit, you are a completely brand new person. And you've got to start seeing that. And how do you see it? Through the eye of faith. Faith is the only way to perceive. You can't look in a mirror and see your spiritual self. And you can't search your mental, emotional realm and see your spiritual self. It doesn't work that way. Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 6, that which is spirit, and that which is flesh is flesh. You can't perceive spiritual things with carnal, physical means. But there is a spirit being on the inside of you that can see by faith. And this is what I started talking about this morning. If you missed any of that, please get the teaching from this morning, because what I'm saying this afternoon or tonight is actually dependent upon what I said this morning. Let me back up into 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. And let's look at this verse. This is really powerful. Or let me just back up into verse 14. It says, into Genesis, did I hear you say that? 2 Corinthians 5:14 says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You know, if you took this in context, remember that in chapter 4, verse 18, we are looking at things that can't be seen. The only way I can understand that is he's seeing with his heart instead of seeing with his eyes. And then it talks about that we are confident that we have a building, a body prepared for us of the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. This is what he's talking about. And so he's saying that we don't know any man. You could say that he doesn't know anything after the flesh. He isn't just in contact with this physical world through his five senses, but he was walking by faith. Faith was more dominant in his life. He was more controlled by what he saw with his heart than what he saw with his physical eyes. And notice, he says, we know no man after the flesh. You know, if we were to just put this into practice, this would stop so many problems. All prejudice would stop, because prejudice is based on skin color or economic standing or who knows whatever, you know, the way a person dresses or something. All of those are things after the flesh. And if you didn't relate to people based on how they were in the physical, if you didn't just look at them and perceive something by how they look, but instead you went by how they were in the heart. If you knew people on a heart-to-heart basis, did you know it would end all prejudice? There wouldn't be the schism, the division. There wouldn't be any of these kind of things. So much of what is going wrong in our world today is because people do not walk by faith. They don't know people after the Spirit, but instead we are judging everything based on the flesh. You know, we have these people travel with us to our GTSs, Pastor Derry and Karen Jolly. And they run ambassadors to the nations, and through them, we have helped them now support thousands of children in schools and orphanages. Well, I don't guess they have orphanages, but they have schools and feeding programs and things like this. And anyway, Pastor Derry and Karen are some of the greatest people alive on the earth. But Pastor Derry is an Indian with his hair way down his back, and he just looks a little rough. And they never dress up. They're from the backwoods of North Carolina. And you know what? There's people that look at their flesh and immediately form an opinion about them. But then, if they'll just listen, if they'll let them talk, these people love God, they love these people, they are pouring their lives into other people. And I have people come up to me pretty often saying, man, when you first brought them up, I was wondering, why are they up there? And then they hear their heart. You know what that is? That's prejudice. That's judging after the flesh. And we need to get away from doing that. This is saying that he doesn't know any man after the flesh. And then he goes on to say that he had known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Now, I don't know if Paul is speaking personally. You know, he could be speaking vicariously, just talking about that mankind, people at one time knew Jesus in the physical realm. But now they don't know him that way anymore. He could be talking about himself, but there is no recorded example in Scripture of Jesus seeing or of Paul seeing Jesus while he was here on this earth. The first encounter that's recorded in Scripture is when he saw him on the road to Damascus, and this was just a blinding light, and he heard the voice of the Lord. But I believe it's possible that Paul saw Jesus while he walked on the earth, because Paul was in Jerusalem. He was a student of Gamaliel in Jerusalem, and of course Jesus was the biggest thing going. He was the most controversial person. The scribes and the Pharisees were always over there heckling him. And it's probable that Jesus, that Paul did see Jesus in his physical body. So whether he's talking about himself or just talking about the disciples of Jesus, the point that's being made is that at one time, the disciples knew Jesus through their five senses in a physical, natural way. But now they don't know him that way anymore. Now you need to think about this, because this is really important. And to me, this is one of the keys to walking by faith and knowing God, is to recognize that you just can't really know God through your five senses. And this is where a lot of people stumble.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 8th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 8th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars that we hold around the country. You know these programs, I know many of you get blessed by it, and man, the Word of God is blessing your life. Just think what it would be like to sit under this for an hour or two every night, five times over 3 days. That's what a Gospel Truth Seminar is like. And I had just had a guy recently say that as much as he enjoyed me on television, he says, man, the meeting was 10 times better. I encourage you to come. These are really powerful times with the Lord. It would make a difference in your life. So I encourage you to please take advantage of these Gospel Truth seminars.